Can we have all the little kids come up for children's story? Little kids and big kids. Amen. How are you doing? Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
All right, I heard these two say happy Sabbath. On the count of three, happy Sabbath. One, two, three. All right, good. It was very monotoned, but it's okay. We'll accept it. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be glorified through our story. We ask that you would please touch the hearts of the children and those who are listening. Lord, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Who in here likes miracle stories, stories of miracles? Anybody like stories of miracles? Well, I have a miracle story, and it's amazing. When I was 17 years old, I had taken a trip up to the Grapevine, going up to Los Angeles. Who knows where Los Angeles is? Raise your hand. Who's ever been to Los Angeles? Raise your hand. Well, sometimes it snows in the Grapevine, right? And they close it down. And this year, there was a lot of snow. And believe it or not, it was on Valentine's Day. It was in February. And there was much snow up in the Grapevine. Well, I was going to go visit someone. And the Grapevine was closed, so I couldn't go up. So I said, you know what, I'll take an alternate route. And I went around the long way to get to Los Angeles. And well, after I had visited where I needed to visit, I was there for quite some time. And I was driving back home, and I heard on the radio that the Grapevine was open. And so I said, you know what, I'll just speed on back down home. So while I'm traveling and I had someone with me, I was driving and I was in a rental car. And I was driving and I noticed that although the Grapevine was open, there was still snow piled up on the sides of the road. And I'm driving as late at night as probably 1 a.m. in the morning. And so I look in my rearview mirror and all of a sudden I see a car coming real fast, a red one. Vroom. It's coming up behind me real fast. And if I don't move out of the way, he possibly may hit me in the back. And so as I move, all of a sudden, I hit something called black ice. Who has ever heard of that? Black ice. Black ice is ice that you can't see. It's on the ground, and it's a frozen thin layer of ice. And so the tires hit ice, and what happens when you jump on a piece of ice? You slip. What do you think happened to the car? My steering wheel went like this. And then the car went like this. And the car continued spinning. And the whole time, you know what was going through my head? I wasn't screaming or yelling. I said, am I spinning around? I couldn't believe it. I said, wow. And God kept me very peaceful, but the person who was next to me, they were holding on for dear life, and I was like, I'm spinning around on the Grapevine. And we know on the Grapevine there's rails. Why are there rails right there? So that way you can stay on one lane and you won't fall over the what? You won't fall over the cliff. And so all of a sudden, after I spun maybe three times, I hit the side railing. Bam! And I looked at the person next to me and their head was down. And I looked in the rearview mirror and all of a sudden, I saw another car that had lost control coming up behind me. And I said, oh boy, I hurry up and jumped out of the car and I'm slipping and sliding and I run to the other side. I open the door and right when I pull the other person out, that car hits the back of the other car and it pushes it forward about another 5 feet. And the whole time, God kept my mind peaceful. Amen. And next thing I know, I'll let you guys know, a limousine came pulling up. And the limousine pulled up and stopped in front of me. And so the person that I'm holding, who's got a big bump on their head and they're knocked out, I put that person in the limousine and I went and checked on the car. And you know what I said? I said, thank God I got the insurance on the rental car. And the guy who hit me, he came up to me. He said, man, I'm sorry. He says, I saw you guys spin out of control, and I wanted to come help. Then I spun out of control, and what I didn't notice is that the guy behind him spun out of control, and so all three of us spun out of control and hit one another. But that wasn't the awesome part. The guy then told me, he says, you know what? He says, I don't know how you did not go over the cliff. He said, because the direction your car was going in, at the angle it was spinning, he said, you were headed towards the cliff. He said, but somehow your car, it was almost like it hit a wall, like a ping pong, and went back, and then it hit the rail. I said, I know what happened. I said, I was going off the cliff, and there was an angel right there. And he bumped my car, and my car went back, and it didn't fall off the cliff. And before I close, this is what's the amazing part as well. I remember I had two drinks in the cup holder. I had two orange juices, I believe it was. And when I went back to look for the orange juices, guess what? They were gone. And there was no liquid wasted on the ground. All the windows were up. And you know what I decided to say? I just figured out that, you know what? Angels like orange juice. Yeah. Angels like orange juice. Today's offering is for pathfinders and adventurers, our little lamb's offering. You guys, let's collect the offering.